supporting local growers and demonstrating sustainability permeate much of the Oregon Country Fair. There's a heavy emphasis on not producing or leaving much waste on the grounds. KLCC's Brian Bull talked to a fair official about how well they've managed to reduce environmental impacts.
For starters, organizers like to promote the bus lines that come out to the fair to help reduce exhaust and other emissions from cars. And then there's the pre-fair kitchen. Jessica Mateer, a backup manager for the event, says that feeds hundreds of volunteers.
That pre-fair kitchen is able to put out 30 to 35,000 meals during our pre-fair. That's three deadlines a day, where there are three meals a day where they're serving food. They get their counts a few hours before the meal for how many volunteers are coming, and they make that happen. They go through 1,500 pounds of locally sourced meat and over 10,000 pounds of locally sourced and organic food.
Mateer walks me over to a kiosk being set up under a wooden structure resembling a blackbird. She says fair staff have been very effective in diverting a lot of waste from the landfill due to their recycling crew and volunteers. The standard? 60 tons once the fair is done and over.
On top of those 60 tons that are diverted from the landfill, that's all recyclables, they're able to complete about, to collect about 50 tons of compost, 10 tons of food grade compost, which is an important thing for us, and they hand sort about 110,000 pieces of refundable. That's the aluminum cans and that kind of thing, and that's all done by volunteers, amazing volunteers that come in and get all the barrels set, which is what they're doing right now.
The Oregon Country Fair is expected to draw 45,000 visitors this weekend. For work crews, that's potentially a lot of compost and recycling to collect and sort. Brian Bull, KLCC News, at the Oregon Country Fair in Vinita.